proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our study of the 36th Psalm, noting that the theme of that psalm was the trustworthiness of God. David wrote that hymn. He recognized that he needed divine help to live a godly life in an ungodly world. He exalted God and proclaimed his reliance upon God. Psalm 36 consists of four parts, which I refer to as quarterlies. The first quarterly, verses 1 through 4, dealt with the ways of the wicked man. The second part, verse 5 and 6, focused on the facets of God's character, that is to say, his divine attributes. In the third quarterly, verses 7 through 9, David listed all the benefits that accrue from trusting in God. Verses 10 and 11 constitute the final quarterly. They consist of the author's petition to God. Having extolled God for his unsurpassable mercies, David lauded God's unfathomable faithfulness. Quote, "Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds," unquote. Emunah, the Hebrew noun translated as faithfulness, derived from the verb aman, which literally meant steady or fixed. That word metaphorically noted accepting something or someone as being truthful. In Numbers chapter 14, for example, God rhetorically asked Moses, quote, "How long will it be ere they believe me?" Believe being translating the word aman. "How long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them?" Unquote. The Hebrew noun emunah literally depicted physical steadiness and stability. It appeared that way in Exodus chapter 17, with reference to the steadiness of Moses' hands as he prayed for the Israelites during the battle of Rephidim. In 2 Chronicles 19, the word emunah referred to that fidelity to their duties, which King Jehoshaphat of Judah required of his nation's leaders. When applied to God, emunah alludes to the quality of truthfulness. The Mesopotamian prophet Balaam implicitly recognized this when, in Numbers chapter 23, he acknowledged that, quote, "God is not a man that he should lie," unquote. God remains faithful to his promises, whether they be blessings for the obedient or judgment on the disobedient. God's attribute of faithfulness should bring comfort to his people, especially during seasons of persecution. The fidelity of God should also encourage God's people to remain steadfast in their faith. Thus, in the second chapter of the book of Revelation, the resurrected Jesus Christ encouraged the suffering saints at Smyrna, quote, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life," unquote. God also remains faithful in his commitment to judge unrepentant sinners. God did so in Noah's day, sending a flood upon the earth as a condemnation of the wickedness that prevailed amongst people who lived back then. Furthermore, God repeatedly sent prophets to warn the Jewish people that he would judge them for their sins. During the latter days, God promised that he would judge the inhabitants of the earth at that time. David wrote how God's faithfulness, quote, "reached unto the clouds," unquote. Even birds cannot fly amongst the highest clouds. Divine mercy surpasses any possible earthly limitations. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.